I heard it in headphones too.
So a fork fell. We all heard it. We don't know where it
is. Somewhere between Chicago and Florida, a fork fell down.
Yeah. Or maybe somebody else is listening into this conversation and a fork fell there.
Into their microphone?
I don't know. It's like if you tap a phone line.
Who would want to sit in on this chat and not talk?
Also, we post this chat for everybody to listen.
I know. They want uncut. Yeah. Uncut instead of.
Oh, yeah. They don't want the edits.
They want all the bullshit parts.
We do talk about our like terrorist plots until
I don't.
We get to the editing bay.
I don't.
You are so much more sensitive to being.
I don't.
I know.
You do.
As a non-white guy, you are very worried.
Yep. Why would that be the case, I wonder?
I can't possibly imagine.
The plot is all yours.
And Mike's.
You went across the country and you said you were going to a U.S. space station. So right now, I am totally normal and nothing nuts is happening in my life. If anyone was going to do something crazy, it's Josh.
Okay, okay.
For whomever is listening and not talking. Mm-hmm. Josh is the danger.
He's in danger, certainly. There's gators at NASA.
Yeah, what's going on? You have gators?
Yeah, there are gators in Florida.
What do you mean?
The sports team?
No, like alligators.
I said sports team instead of college.
It's true.
Yeah, so when I was at NASA, they took us on this bus tour of a lot of the different launch sites. So I saw where like all of the Apollo missions launched from, which was super fucking cool. Ooh. And
wow.
Wait, how do they do that? Did they just point to a place far away and they go, right there?
No, it wasn't that far away. It was like maybe 100 feet, 150 feet from it.
Ooh, you could see it.
Yeah.
That's cool. Did anything mark the spot?
Yeah, they still had like a launch pad and like the whole launch structure where like the astronauts go up in the elevator and then walk that tunnel to get into the thing. It's not like an empty spot. It's still, I don't know if it's still used today. I think it's still used today, but
did you learn anything at NASA?
I learned a bunch of stuff at NASA. I learned, did you know, I'm inferring here, this isn't 100% confirmed, so mostly learned, but...
You are all over the place grammatically, by the way, these last four clauses.
I know.
What the hell are you trying to say? What happened to the gator?
I don't know. You asked about something else. You keep interrupting me.
You said there were gators at NASA before we started recording.
I know. Yeah, there were gators at NASA, because on that bus tour, they take us along this riverbed, and there were... I saw... Either three or four gators.
Wow.
Yeah.
3 to 4 gators.
Yeah. And one of them was like a big boy.
A chunky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real chunk.
Do you think it's been totally morphed by the rocket fuel?
Maybe. I don't know. Probably not.
Can you imagine being an alligator and seeing a fucking space launch?
That's some movie stuff.
Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
We are hot shit. We can be in the water and on land. Why is that thing not doing either of those two things?
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah.
I don't know. I saw the largest single-story building in the world.
The largest single-story building in the world. So, Mike.
Yeah.
That means it's very flat and long or wide.
You would think, but it's not.
What is it?
What is it?
It's not like a literal exact cube, but it's very cube-like. And they make fucking spaceships in there.
Fucking spaceships.
And they make them vertically. They make them vertically. Like they're standing up straight. They make them there. I don't know.
Like, what do you mean? Why? Think about how satisfying that is.
Yeah.
Assembly, a vertical assembly?
Yeah. I mean, everyone could do it sideways, screw it in, turn it straight up.
Yeah, true.
And stick it straight up your candy ass. But if you assemble it vertically, that's really like every kid's dream. All these people are just adults living out their dreams, right?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, I'm going to build a rocket standing up.
They also have the biggest doors in the world in this building because they are, like, they go all the way up and they go, how tall is this building? I'm on the Wikipedia page right now.
No, you don't have to be. You don't have to be. You know what I like is that not only didn't he learn anything, he learned about buildings more than he did about anything to do with space. What is that called when you're talking about how much square footage someone has in their house?
The area.
But what's the word with space? The surface area? The space area?
Cubic.
The volume.
Volume, yeah.
That's a space that you learned the volume of a building.
Yeah.
That's the wrong kind of space.
Yeah, it's true. Mm-hmm. But one of the other things that I learned, the phrase, the eagle has landed, did you guys know where that came from?
Neil Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
He's the eagle.
Wait, sorry, you said you didn't?
You didn't know that?
Well, I didn't know that came from, because that was the name of the ship. It was the eagle.
Yeah, who do you think said it? I mean, I guess it could have been Buzz.
Well, I don't know. I've heard the eagle has landed. You know, everybody's heard that a million times because they talk about it.
Yeah.
They use it as like a phrase now. And I didn't know that's where it came from.
Mm-hmm.
Now. Hey, Mike, when was the moon landing?
1968?
69.
Guess what's coming around? We're right about to start using phrases that were popularized during the most iconic event in U.S. space history.
Yeah.
I guess world space history.
Yeah.
You know what? No one ever gives Michael Collins a shout out. So shout out to you, Michael Collins. But wait, Mike, do you think Josh knows who Michael Collins is?
Yes, I do. And I was actually just thinking that. There is a magnet on the fridge here, and it has all three of their names. It's got
fucking
Buzz.
Guys didn't go
Neil.
Anywhere. What?
I mean, they talked about him at NASA also, but...
He made it all the way to the astronaut's kitchen. You're listening to Instead Of, a hypothetical podcast with Mike Bogart, Josh Harrison, and me, Dublin Johnny. Enjoy the episode. So, Mike, I see you're reading a book.
You do?
I'm in your apartment. There's a lot of books around.
Yeah, which one are you looking at?
The one I'm holding says, Thinking, Fast and Slow.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I gotta ask, though, why are you taking the advice of Daniel Kahneman?
Daniel Kahneman happens to be a Nobel Prize winning economist.
Oh, economist?
Economy writer.
He's swindling people. Is that how you think fast and slow? What's going on?
Well, I hadn't considered the con aspects of the book. I was really trying to learn about my brain.
Well, that's very good, because I was going to ask, instead of what I think is going on here, which is just an instruction on not just thinking fast and slow, but stealing from people fast mm-hmm. and slow.
Yeah.
Grifting fast and slow. What's it about?
That's a good question.
Haven't read it, huh?
Well, I read the first few pages of the introduction.
Tell us about that.
Well, see, in your brain, Josh, well, in everyone's.
Mostly Josh's.
All of our brains see that there's these two things in them, and those two things have names, Josh.
You haven't gotten to the point where they tell you what they are, huh?
Well, no. The point where they tell me where they are...
You know where they are.
The point where they tell me what they are, that's in chapter one. And
got it.
Yeah, I've only read the first five pages of the introduction.
So right now you're thinking slow.
I think I'm in the slow mode of thinking.
Uh-huh.
The book is thinking fast and slow. You got to start
fast.
That's
not working out for me.
Well, here's what we're going to do then. I'm going to... Hey, Josh, can you give me a number between 1 and 430?
I'm going to go with 1 because I want to know what these things are called.
I'm going to go to page 1 and I'm going to read this real fast, but then you better have another page in mind.
Okay.
Okay, I'm not going to be a dick because page 1 seems to be like the title page technically, so I'm just going to read this first line of the introduction. That's all you're getting. Ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Introduction.
Oh, wait, no, I wanted chapter one. Whatever page chapter one is on, that's what I want. I thought that the introduction would be on page I.
Yeah, it's on like page I think.
No, it's not. It's technically on page 3. We're spending a lot of time
that's
here.
That's crazy.
Great. Look, that's Mike.
Fucking crazy talk.
You didn't make it 5 pages into the book. You made it 2 pages into the introduction. All right, here we go. Introduction. And then I'll read your chapter one thing, and then we'll move on. Introduction. Every author, I suppose, has in mind a setting in which readers of his or her work could benefit from having read it.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay.
That's it. I don't know what that means. I don't want to know what that
it's
means.
It's not the most compelling.
Is that why you put it down? The con man didn't win you over right out of the gate.
Is it a long con?
Part one, two systems. Chapter one, the characters of the story. Sentence one, to observe your mind in automatic mode, glance at the image below. Holy shit, this is a picture book?
Dude.
This is terrifying. Did you see this?
No.
Explain the picture.
It's a woman yelling at you.
Oh my
She's
God.
She's yelling in disgust. It says figure one. Your appearance as you look at the woman's face seamlessly combines what we normally call seeing and intuitive thinking. What do you guys think this book is about now?
It sounds like a psychology book in a way.
Yeah, it is.
Oh.
Well, that's fine. Let me ask you a better question. What do you think this book is probably not about, but we could make it about that? Fencing?
Could be like an art book, like teaching you how to like interpret faces and be able to translate them from seeing them into on paper.
Yes.
Do you need to be able to think fast to do the sketching, but slow for the details?
So you're a courtroom person?
Oh, yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So it's a manual
yeah.
for the sketch artist in the courtroom.
Uh-huh.
thinking fast and slow. I like this.
Yeah.
Well done, Josh.
Yeah, that was convincing.
Came up with that on the fly. Who's filling in some details? What's a great bit of advice for this type of person?
For a courtroom sketch drawer?
What's in the book for think fast? Think fast!
Think fast?
You're fired. Josh, think fast!
When you do those like stencils that like you put in ink and then you press them down on paper, if you do an image of the entire court, that's called a full court press.
First of all, not.
I would say Josh thought very fast there.
It shows. It shows.
Do you understand that you're asking a guy to make a stamp in real time?
He has to custom make a giant stamp.
That's the bit of advice that you've given in the thinking fast portion of this book.
Here's the thing. If you get your stamp down early, you stamp just every fucking page. They're not moving in the crowd much.
Or you can cut them out so you can be like, well, now I got just the prosecutor and this witness. And then I got the judge and I got the defense attorney. Like, you can reuse that shit.
Mm-hmm. Stamps.
Oh, I got it. The book could be called Inking Fast and Slow.
So I am traveling away from Seattle right now, but if I kind of kept going eastward, eastbound, I would find myself in the UK, kind of.
No, you wouldn't. You're in Florida.
So not a straight line, but like east.
Eastbound and up, yeah.
Eastbound and up, exactly.
Guys, there are other directions. That's north. What's the matter with you two?
Northeastbound. Fine. Northeastbound. Yeah.
You think that's how pilots talk? I'm going eastbound and up. Like, great, the plane should be up.
Yeah, they are going up.
Anyway. Are you familiar with the Royal Coat of Arms of the UK?
Yeah, like the picture of what your family does and...
Yeah, so like the official UK one, the official British one that has the lion and the unicorn.
Yeah.
I'll send you a photo of what this looks like, just in case you're not sure.
Okay.
Hang on, I thought that this was in my... Give me a second to find this.
All you want to do is ride around, Sally.
Ride, Sally, ride.
Isn't that good waiting music?
Yeah, I think so.
That was the waiting music at the Jordan's Furniture.
My God, be certain of something, Josh.
Sorry, the IMAX theater.
I'm singing Mustang Sally, not Nervous Guy Civic. Fuck.
Okay, so I just sent you the British Royal Coat of Arms.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm waiting on it.
Oh, there it is. That's pretty.
Yeah, it is pretty.
It's pretty ugly, to be honest.
Why does it have French on it?
I don't know.
And Latin, or just Latin. It's probably just Latin.
Anyway, British royalty is very prim and proper, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why do all three animals on this coat of arms have dicks?
They have dicks?
Do they? Oh, there's... Oh, yeah.
You know what's weird? When you zoom into this, the background changes to black, so all of a sudden the iPhone thinks that I'm looking for dicks.
I mean, yeah, there's a bit of dick on each one.
Yeah.
Just a bit.
A bit of dick sounds like the perfect British way to describe the coat of arms. Yeah, weird. I see balls, too. Also, there's a bunch of other ones. There's six lions in the crest. They all have dicks, too.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Those lions have dicks.
There's like the red standing dragon lion. That's got a dick. I'm pretty sure that harp has a big-ass dick.
There's at least 10 dicks in the Royal Coat of Arms.
Yeah. Seeing some flowers with dicks. What
the fuck?
My question is just, how do you think this came to be?
What do you mean?
How do you think the Royal Coat of Arms came to have 10 Dicks I See?
Mm-hmm.
10 Dicks I See, another good British movie name. Hey man, the more dicks, the merrier, right? Weren't they all about like King Richard and shit? How many of those were there?
So many.
Were there 10?
At least 3.
Well, find out how many King Richards there were. Let's see if it was evenly divisible by 10.
Okay.
That gives us our answer.
I mean, if so, then this is like the best example of using, this is the second time we've used this word on this podcast, vexillology, like putting symbolism into flags that I've ever heard of.
We haven't said that today.
No, not today, but we've said it on the podcast.
I get it.
Okay.
How come no one's acknowledging the fact that the middle main part looks like a mask for like a knight wearing a crown staring right at you?
Yeah, I saw that. It looks good.
That shit's pretty scary.
But if you look, it has like the flowery stuff coming out. It looks like the back of his helmet is just open and his blonde locks are just kind of flowing out of the back.
Yeah, it's pretty elegant. So there have been 3 Richards.
Yeah, that's what I just found, too.
Richard 1, Richard 2, and Richard 3, the third.
So there goes my theory.
Well, so that was Tappan's. Mike, what you got?
I mean, animals have dicks. So
it's a pretty good point.
They're drawing even a unicorn. That's a unicorn, right?
Yes.
I mean, it's got the big unicorn horn.
Unicorn probably has a dick.
The unihorn. No one calls it that.
Unihorn. All the lions have dicks.
Uh-huh.
Phoenix, is that a griffin?
Where?
The red one?
I don't think the unicorn has a dick.
You don't think unicorns have dicks? I might agree with you, because they don't, like, fuck.
How do you know?
Do they? Have you ever seen a baby unicorn? I feel like they come...
Well, I mean, if they come, then...
They come from the sky.
We gotta get back on track. Josh, what makes you bring this up?
Well, this was just, I learned this information today, and I've been pondering it since I learned it, and I haven't been able to figure it out. The only thing that I thought of, which is not that exciting, but I don't know, it was some dude that was bored at his job, and he was just like, I'm going to see if I can get some dicks in here. And he was like making a bet with his co-coat of arms, bud.
Mm-hmm.
His co-coat of arms, bud.
Yeah, and they were like betting, you know, one-upping each other. Like, oh, I'll make a crest that has 8 dicks in it. And this other guy's like, no, I'm going to make one that has 10.
Yeah, like how they gave on The Little Mermaid, they gave the priest a boner or whatever.
Yeah, and on the original VHS cover, I guess some of the undersea castle spires were dicks too.
Look like dicks, yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody tries to fit dicks in.
Yeah.
So you think there's some animation dicks going on?
Yeah, I think it's that. I think it was like, how many dicks can I hide? But they're not well hidden. They're exactly where a dick would be.
I see a dick not on an animal in this crest.
You do?
I do.
Hold on.
Is it at the very bottom middle?
It is at the very bottom middle. It's even like penetrating something.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, it is.
There's a hidden dick, guys. Come on. Stop looking at animal dicks.
Look at the clasp on that belt. That's a dick.
Clasp on the belt, dick.
Kind of.
Yeah, what are you talking? No, it's not.
Also, the Latin.
Have you seen dicks? Sorry, go ahead.
The Latin there, like Pence, that's Latin for penis.
It's pretty damn close.
I'm guessing here. I don't remember much from my Latin class in high school.
What words are hidden in the back? We love cocks. All right, Fletch, you're up.
Speaking of dicks.
Love it.
There is one thing and one thing only I want to talk to you guys about today.
Okay.
And that is anglerfish. Have you ever heard of anglerfish?
Yeah, those are the undersea ones that have the little thing that kind of comes out of their forehead and it's a light, I think, right?
Yeah, it is a light.
Yeah.
And they have those big, scary mouths and long teeth and haunting dead eyes.
Yeah.
Because they live so far underwater, it's very dark down there.
Right.
And there's not a lot of them around. It's pretty hard to run into another anglerfish.
Okay.
Oh, that's surprising.
Yeah, they're sparse. So they have an interesting strategy to reproduce.
Okay.
What's that?
According to Ranker.com, when a male anglerfish mates with the female, they attach to her body and essentially dissolve away into a pile of goo.
Wait, the dude anglerfish dissolves himself? He fucking Infinity Wars himself into her body to make her pregnant?
Except for the testes.
Okay.
Once a male bites onto the much larger female's body, everything from their eyes to internal organs wastes away, leaving only a sack of sperm clinging to her body. Believe it or not.
This can't be right.
A female anglerfish can carry around multiple sacks of testes around on her body until she's ready to spawn. Whenever she is, she has plenty of male appendages at her disposal.
Huh.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You know, you find a mate, you dissolve your body, stick their testicles to them, and you're there for life.
Let's act like all marriages aren't like that, guys. Single for life.
You dissolve into a bag of goo. Yes. So, instead of a fish's testicles, what do you carry around with you just in case?
What?
So, I am a notoriously light carrier of things.
Mm-hmm.
I actually...
Low pocket load.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like, let's just clarify. Also doesn't bring money with him, so other people have to pay for shit. It's not like...
That's
he's not
fucking
true. He's streamlining, but he's acting like a minimalist, but yeah, all right.
It's his low pocket load.
Of course. Yeah. Hey, guys, sorry. No cash, but don't worry. My pockets are empty. Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I don't carry... Who carries cash these days? Mike, do you carry cash?
I don't.
I carry cash.
For purely ergonomic reasons.
Yeah.
That's my exact point.
So I actually went keychainless this year because my
interesting
my building uses a key fob for everything from like getting into the building all the way into getting into my individual apartment. And I don't have a car, don't have a key for anything else. So I just took the key fob off the keychain and I slid it into the front of my wallet. So now I just tap my wallet. And then my wallet just has my driver's license, my bus pass, credit card, debit card, and work key card. And that's it. Those five things.
So you have no keys.
No keys. And then I carry my phone and I carry my little AirPods case. Like that's what I leave the house with every day.
Wow. That's fucking efficient.
Yeah.
How about that?
That's very appealing to me.
Mm. I find some sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? Satisfaction, maybe? In the fact that were Josh to get struck down while he was out and about, it's a pretty bland existence we're pulling up there off his corpse.
If they like...
Fuck, was this guy homeless?
If they like CIA their way into my phone or whatever, I probably use my phone more than either of you.
That's probably what we're all going to do when you die, Josh. We're going to CIA our way into your phone.
Yeah.
I don't care what's on your phone. You're gone now.
You don't want to see the photos I took of those gators?
Not at all. Do you even want to see them right now?
I don't know. They're like big fucking gators. And one of them was like that classic, just like the eyes and the snout above the water.
Mm, Lake Placid style.
Yeah.
If you want to send me that one while you're living, I'll look at it. But once you die, I don't give a shit, Josh.
Okay. Okay.
Why do you sound hurt by this? What could I possibly want to see from you once you've been gone? What do you want me to look at?
What if I had been working on my magnum opus and all I wanted was for you to enjoy it after I died? I was working on a project every day up until the day of my death, and then that's when I wanted it shared with the world.
Do I have any way of knowing that existed?
If they CIA their way into my phone, they'll see that I have a daily reminder to add to my magnum opus.
Your magnum opus is probably going to get shredded with the rest of your possessions when I go through your house and take care of your cat going forward.
Oh, well, that's really nice of you, at least. Thank you for that.
No, no, no. It's not for you. Let's get that perfectly clear. You are gone from my life in every way, Josh. God, I can't wait to hang out with Zach. Zach and Zoe, I'll have two Z cats.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should get together.
They will.
You think?
Oh, they'll get along great.
Yeah.
He doesn't have his nuts.
Oh, okay. Cool. Good.
She doesn't have them either, just for the record. She's a good cat.
Have you guys heard about how Starbucks is banning porn sites if you're using their Wi-Fi in their stores?
They don't like... Why?
I mean, I guess they don't want porn being browsed from their stores.
In public, yeah.
In public, yeah. I mean, like... I don't know.
Inappropriate.
Yeah. I don't have strong feelings on this one way or the other. If you're going to do it at home. I think that's the appropriate place for it.
That is called a strong feeling.
But I heard a follow-up news story that I think is a great corporate comeback.
Okay.
YouPorn, the pornographic viewing website.
.com.
Guys, come on.
As most
it's in
us.
The name. It's in the As name. What are you guys doing? Don't explain YouPorn.
Okay.
2018.
Okay. Apparently, it's one of the 200 highest traffic websites in the world.
I'm shocked that's not even higher.
Yeah, that's pretty low.
Here are the things that I think. Well, no, I was about to rattle off what I thought were my combined list of safe for work and not safe for work, or I guess not safe for Starbucks websites. If we could name the top 10, but we have to include what we think are the biggest porn sites too.
I would say Pornhub is...
Yeah, that's gotta be up there.
Okay, so in no particular order, Pornhub, Facebook...
YouTube. Google.
Reddit.
We're at 5.
Yeah. Gmail, maybe?
Okay, guys, here's where it comes out.
Yep. There must be more than 5.
We all know multiple porn websites. Everybody does. Everybody does.
Sure. Yep.
Now we have to make... I think Xvideos is on this list.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw that out there. I think Imgur might be on this list, but I don't think it's a top 10 website in the world.
What about Amazon?
Amazon's yes.
Duh. Yeah, it's got to be there.
Okay, two more. We know it's very likely that the remaining two are porn ones, right?
Is it?
I think so. I think porn traffic, if you go to, just it happens to be an Amazon thing, but it's not the Alexa you're thinking of. You can see the traffic and the this and that. And I mean, it's there. It's obvious. Porn is popular. Go figure.
Yeah.
What about Neopets? Those are still cool.
No, they're not, Mike.
I think they're on the outs.
They might be in the top 10, though. Neopets?
Maybe. Did they make the story that you were talking about, Josh?
What story?
The new story?
Oh, no, they didn't.
Okay.
But anyway, back to the story.
What story?
YouPorn apparently is fighting back on Starbucks banning them. And in return, Starbucks is banned from their corporate headquarters starting January 1st.
No Starbucks at YouPorn.
Can't bring it in.
They have a corporate headquarters.
I would imagine, yeah. Somebody's got to develop that site.
Yeah, true.
That makes sense. So wait, their employees suffer?
I guess, yeah. I mean, I don't know. The Starbucks employees probably use the free Wi-Fi too. Like, isn't that them suffering?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm going to tell you, a hell of a lot more customers come through a Starbucks than number of employees.
Yeah, probably true.
The Wi-Fi is mostly for them. I'm guessing they're the ones probably on. I feel like YouPorn just screwed over their own employees.
It's tit for tat, though.
No. It needs to be tit for tit. They need to go after Starbucks specific. The Starbucks people need to suffer. I say that in the context of this story.
Well, my instead of is pretty much what you're saying. Like, what is a better way to come back, to get back at Starbucks?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess you could jizz all over their face.
Jesus.
You could, man. You could. They probably wouldn't like that. I don't know why you would like that.
That was grotesque. I'm sorry. It's what they do. It's their business.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's YouPorn.
Mike, I know you talked about your one thing already.
Mm-hmm. The anglerfish?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
But what would you like to talk about? Another thing you did that we know that you did, but seems cool and other people might want to know?
Oh, that thing?
Yeah, you want to talk about that thing?
Yeah, I went to a private concert.
Hey!
At a radio station.
Where at?
WK...
You would lose every call-in contest. Hey, Mike, what's the phrase that pays? I love WK...
you know, the 101.
I love the 101.
101.XKWX.
We're sorry, Mike, you lose. You're going to have to find another way into this show.
Mm-hmm. But I got in.
Who was playing the show?
I got into this one. Churches.
Hey.
I'm very jealous that you got to go to that.
It was very cool, Josh.
Yeah.
It was very cool. We met them. I shook all their hands except one.
Very cool.
Which one?
The drummer. He didn't want to shake hands.
How did this come to pass?
My girlfriend won tickets from a radio station.
Hey!
Yeah. So she knew the phrase that pays.
Oh, she always knows the phrase that pays. She enters all these things, and this is like the second or third time she's won.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I was the plus one.
That's cool.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So did you make friends with the band?
I would have loved to make friends with the band. They were so, so charming.
Yeah.
Well, I think we've just found our instead of.
We did?
If instead of not becoming friends with churches, if you had become friends with them immediately following the performance,
yeah,
and they're like, Mike, we love your city, the city of Chicago.
Oh.
We love it.
I would have died.
It's pretty, don't die.
I would have died later.
Mike, don't die yet. That's fine. Okay. You can die later. We'll forget about you too. It's fine. You should show us around. Where can we go?
Oh, where can I take churches?
Where can you take churches? They can go anywhere. They are just at that level where someone would recognize them, but they'd probably be cool with them.
So they were actually at the show you went to on Friday.
No
shit.
They were
at the Pumpkins show, and they talked about it.
Yeah, the Smashing Pumpkins show was so rad. Mm,
that's what they said.
Oh my God, it was a dream come true.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Aragon Ballroom, a Chicago show. Are you serious?
Nice.
So I guess I wouldn't take them.
It was more than nice, Josh. Sorry, I need to go back to that. It wasn't just nice.
Well, I wasn't there. I don't know. Like, I'm glad that you had a good time. We saw them in Seattle, too.
Yeah, this was much better. I mean, that was good. They sounded pretty tight then. Mm-hmm. I mean, this was just, they were just having the time of their life.
I heard this was all time.
I took a whole bunch of videos and everything. I was dying, man. I made new friends. It was that kind of atmosphere.
Wow.
Nice.
Billy Corgan brought his kid out to celebrate like a fun evening. It was awesome.
I only remember two things from the show that we saw. One was that they had that gigantic ball, which we kept thinking they were going to like drop, but they ended up just projecting things onto. And the other was how that woman next to us got so drunk that she puked so much that we moved.
Yeah, that was gross.
Oh.
We moved.
Ew.
That was gross. And luckily, not the case yesterday.
Good.
Or when did I see them? Friday.
Good. Good, good.
Such a good show. Yeah, so then this band brought it up?
Yeah, they were at the Pumpkins show. They loved it. They're very short, though, so they couldn't see much.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah.
Hey, this gives me a natural tag into wherever you guys are hanging out. Where am I meeting you?
Me in churches?
Well, clearly we all have something in common.
So you're going to meet us across the street at For the Win, the arcade bar.
Oh, okay. That's actually fun. I like that place.
Yeah, that's where I went after the show.
Nice.
I love games. I played games. We played some basketball. We did that lottery. You know, the Buccaneers bounty or whatever, where you shoot the coins.
Oh, yeah.
You knock other coins down and win tickets.
No one has any idea what the transaction rate is in that any of those fucking games.
Yeah, I spent like 30 actual dollars on that.
What'd you win?
I didn't win anything. I won 400 tickets and didn't spend any of them.
Why?
Well, because 400 tickets doesn't get you shit.
I know. You need like 1,000 to get that shitty waffle maker or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hang on. Josh has brought up something great. If you had gone with the entire band churches...
I bet they're good.
Your combined ticket count is probably going to get you a big gift. So
that's true.
What were you looking at in that gift store?
I like the Iron Man mask.
So you're just going to get a gift just for you,
me.
Huh?
Well, yeah.
What about all of your new friends?
It was my money.
It was all of our money. It was likely their money.
They are pretty rich.
Don't you think that, I don't know, wouldn't you give the Iron Man mask to, what's her name, Lauren Mayberry or whatever, so she could wear it on stage at future shows? That would be so cool.
That would be cool. And she's pretty charming. I feel like she could pull it off.
Yeah.
The mask?
She could pull off coming out in an Iron Man mask. Yeah, I think so.
And then could she also take the mask off? Otherwise, it's going
to
be...
You'd have to sing, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a problem. Mm-hmm.
They also have... They have Batman underwear.
What do you mean?
They have Batman boxers.
Wait, churches does or For the Win does that you can win?
For the Win. Okay. You could win Batman boxers. Okay. It's mostly superhero stuff.
What could you have gotten with your 400 tickets? Like, they always have those shitty cheap prizes. Mm-hmm. What were your options that you elected not to cash in on?
I could have got 2 boxes of Nerds.
Those are 200 a piece?
They're like 190 a piece. Ugh. That's where they get you.
Yeah. I don't like that you said you couldn't have gotten anything, and then you said that you could have gotten 2 boxes of Nerds. Do you know how much sugar that is? It's awesome.
Are they fun-sized, or are they the ones that have the 2 flavors?
The two flavors, yeah.
Okay. That's a full-size Nerds box.
Well, not a six-inch long box, okay. You know.
There are no six-inch long boxes of Nerds.
Yes, there
are.
Those
are Nerds ropes.
No. There's, like, if you go to the grocery store or, like, a CVS mm-hmm. and you yeah. buy Nerds, you can get it 6-inch cardboard box. It's the same size as, like, movie theater candy.
Yep.
That's yeah. 6 inches?
Ish?
I think so.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I was just talking about this, about how I love working at a startup, and like, it's just...
God, what an ass kiss.
Yeah. I just love working at a
no,
startup.
No, I do.
You know what?
It's
I
like...
just love not working anywhere, because I don't have to do what Josh is doing right now.
I'm not doing this to kiss ass. I just like the whole, like, I don't know, I like being scrappy, and it's like, hey, we need to do this thing, and it's not like, well, you got to pass that to the team that does this thing, because they have a specialist for this. It's just like, no, I don't know how to fucking do this, but I'm going to learn, and I'm going to wing it, and it's going to be great.
Hey, Mike, good yeah. news. Josh likes being scrappy. He's a real go-getter. He's a great team player. He's always there for you. What are other great qualities of Josh the employee, Josh the employee?
Your audio resume. Keep it going.
Tell us more about how much your actual personality makes you the perfect person to have a job.
I'm a self-starter.
What are some of your biggest weaknesses, though?
Caring about work too much, for sure.
Oh, fuck. Really?
Yeah.
That's a deal breaker.
If you think that's a weakness, Josh, you're not going to get hired at my company. I want you to care about work more than you care about your fucking kids. That's what I want. I'm a company. That's why I don't work for one. This is me tapping half break back into the thing. Josh, company, impress me. What's your weakness?
My weakness is...
You don't step on people hard enough yet, right? That's why you're coming to us. Give me something.
Yeah, I always try and screw over the little guy.
Yeah, perfect. But why is that a weakness? Do you want to screw over the big guy or do you not want to screw over the little guy?
No, I'm just... Weakness. I got your company name tattooed on me one too many times.
Whoa! Whoa, this is not a weakness. This is a mental breakdown. You have our corporate logo tattooed on you twice?
Yeah, well, you went through that logo change in 2015.
Oh, that's pathetic. Oh,
yeah.
I loved you before that, and I love you still, so I wanted to get both of them, to chronicle my progression alongside yours.
You know, I will say, anyone crazy enough to do that, I'd probably hire them.
Yeah, real team player.
Yeah.